Hospitalized for the first time. usually the first time that they've had special things like this fast at all. They are in such condition that hospitalization is necessary. And if you ever watch us, we feel a very, very great responsibility to perform in perception and treatment. And so that that patient experience will be as favorable as we can. And therefore, we start with the first premise that we must treat these people not as drugs and to rescue victims, but as sick people. And the attitude of our staff, medical, nursing, administrative, and hospital. population say I'm not one of those groups. I don't need statements for that. What I see is implying my private hospital, and I would see another private hospital that will hold out and facilities for the treatment of alcohol and racial segregation. I don't think that facilities would make me work as metal. So, alcohol patients, I don't think alcohol patients would be treating those facilities, even if physically they are separated from the patients, because it's treated as soon. I would say at least in the predominance of metal cases must be some regard in the areas of running for the past metal case. And again, to the people of alcohol, it's the same on metal case. And I've told the main man who has been hospitalized in various parts of the United States where the facilities are generally mild metal cases, alcoholic and drug addiction. And they told him that the locking of the doors and the swanging of the bars and the organs walking around, you know, ready to restrain them in case they kick up a little bit, and they kick up all right. We call our kickups tummies, and our clinics have to start eating because these people with the clinics start eating. And the other thing is that, and this I want to impress on you, and I don't want to be treated lightly. It's a subject which is very, very serious one for any of you concerned about alcoholism. We have noticed the most dramatic and very steady dramatic change in the condition of patients coming to us with treatment in the last 7 or 8 years. In the early days, one fellow would have run with a drug and a dope was a dope for 3 years. But it's not what you know. We are using medications. We're using medications in quantity that is so worth that we never invest in the hospital. We are much better prepared in receiving patients today to cope with higher medication before they can bring it in anywhere. From low high-grade to wealthy, and in between, we have the barbiturates. We have formaldehyde, and we have prednisone. I think I should probably write a testimonial thanks to every pharmaceutical firm that's putting out prednisone because he certainly is doing my business an awful lot of good. Nowadays, we have to recognize one important thing of two things. One is statistical. One is logistical, and the other is practical. There are certain people who are home to the medication. They make it through life without being exposed, not out of drugs or pills, or alcohol, and they may die from the effect of their anything. But if you ever expose them, and if they take these drugs, and I'm speaking of the non-alcoholic drugs now, so at least they're going to be able to make them attention to their preservation. All the tensions created probably by unwise habits such as smoking and coffee drinking, they are very apt to become addicted to the new drug. And the use of these drugs in excess are much more deteriorating, much more dangerous, and harmful. That certainly their alcohol was, in fact, until one summer he was not an easy floor, so I haven't broken anything. I said, first day of drug twice a year, get drug twice a year, but you know, something in the first half. It's beginning to get that awful fear that it generates in the user that if he doesn't have, he's going to have convulsions, or he's going to go into delirium symptoms, or he's going to something terrible is going to happen to him. And I can't, I can say truthfully that we're not going to have to watch any such, except watching our faces. Against the dangers of these drugs. And as you know, this great brother of alcohol said an interchange of information today that he says 15 years ago or 2 years ago. And one fellow says, well, I'm going to put the best time to my FDA. But I'm scared if I have a hangover, my sister's better than my dog. That's right. These, of course,
Oh my God, I've had my warning. Red light here. I'd like to close the books. And this is not going to be for summary. And thank you for letting me the privilege of appearing before you. I will say that we have learned more about our own work. We have the alcoholics because we have been in a better controlled situation than our own patients who take the liberties they freely have at times. And I can assure you that we regard it as a great duty, a great obligation, and an obligation of the form where we can help and start them on what we consider is the only sensible program that will ever assure them of the consumer's right. Thank you.
things from the tools in the main blockchain.
Just, if you want, just, this,
not making construction work, but the concern was that we were coming to see it. We knew that there is time to run. Members of all the building trees were day and night trees, fair hours, to complete the building of the headquarters at no cost of cost. Rowan and Wallace had a disposition 1 year ago. Thank you.